This is the son of PCJ.
This is station PCJ.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Happy Station Show. Calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles. Spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to your program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio, heard around the world on various different means. And of course, a special greeting to those listening through one of our partner stations. Keith Powell here with you for the next 55 minutes. We have a fun show today because our guest is somebody that hasn't been here for a while, and that is Peter Anthony Holder, host of the Stuff File program that's also heard on PCJ. And he's going to be joining us a little later on the show to talk about some of the oddities in the news. And I should mention right now in advance, if there's, let's say, certain topics that make you queasy and uncomfortable, I would suggest maybe you tuning away for a bit when he's on, because queasy and uncomfortable is probably putting it mildly. Makes you wonder what some people think sometimes. Anyway, that's coming up on today's show. Now, the first song we're going to have today is sort of a segue into what I'm going to say after we listen to it. Here's John Denver, Leaving on an Airplane.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up, say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me, smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you one more time. Let me kiss you and close your eyes. I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Oh, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. I hate to go.
John Denver leaving on an airplane. Now, I said that was a segue to what I have to say next, and that is, how would you like to win a one-week trip to Taipei, flight and hotel included, as well as myself giving you a personal tour of some of the very interesting places you can see here? Well, we have a contest open right now, this very moment, for the 85th anniversary of the Happy Station Show, which is taking place in March. So all you need to do, go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. You'll see all the information on the front page. And there's a special email address set up so you can enter. Now, when you enter, and this is something, of course, that is vitally important, don't just send an email that says, I want to win. Because if you want to win, I mean, don't just put that, because if you just put, I want to win, or I enter the contest with no other information, you will be disqualified. Yes, you will be disqualified. You need to include your name and the country that you're from, and a contact number where we can get in touch with you when we announce the winners in March on Happy Station Live, a live edition that we're going to be doing on March the 17th. And the times for that I'll be posting up later on. Now, there's actually three prizes. The third prize is a Texan S2000 receiver. Second prize is one Sanjin ATS-90NX receiver. And then the first prize, well, the grand prize, two tickets. Two lucky people that will be coming to Taipei, and we'll be showing them some of the more interesting things in Taipei. Of course, a visit to the 101 Tower, because if you come to Taipei, you have to visit there if you've never been here before. Second, a day trip to Wulai, the hot spring historical area of Taiwan. A visit to the president's office, and then a visit to the National Palace Museum, and a very interesting museum, the National Radio Museum, and I'll be conducting these tours personally. So go to our website. You'll see all the information on the front page, www.pcjmedia.com. And to enter, the special email address set up for it is taiwan2012@pcjmedia.com. That's taiwan2012@pcjmedia.com. And again, include your name, country, phone number. All right. And by the way, because I had this question on Facebook recently, is, can I enter more than once? Of course you can enter more than once, because the more times you enter, the more chances you have to win. When everything is all put together in a hat and we close our eyes and we swish everything around and then we pull the winners. So you can enter, of course, as many times as you want. Time now for music. Here's Burr Klemperd and his orchestra with That Happy Feeling. That Happy Feeling, Burr Klemperd and his orchestra. You know, something a very interesting question, I should say, came up last week. A listener of ours in Germany was asking if we're going to have a phone app so you can listen to PCJ either on your iPhone or iPad. Well, guess what? We actually have one that we're going to be launching in the new year. It's still in the beta testing stage right now, so it's not going to be released yet. But when it does, we will make it available free of charge through the App Store from Apple. And it will be made available to download at pcjmedia.com. So that is coming very, very soon. So stay tuned for all the details. This week, I had a very interesting week. On Tuesday night, I was at home and just kind of hanging out with the dogs, as I say, watching a little bit of television, having dinner, and then I got a phone call at around 12:30 at night, and somebody said to me, we heard and we saw a story that you did on a certain thing, and would you be interested in coming on the show? And I said, sure. Well, the show actually happened to be World Have Your Say on the BBC World Service. Now, for those who have been paying attention to news events around the world, we all know about the Occupy movement and what happened in New York this week when they finally decided to take back the park and give it to people who wanted to go to the park instead of, you know, having campers there and everything. Anyway, they read a piece that I wrote for a local newspaper here in Taiwan, and asked if I'd be interested in taking part in World Have Your Say on Tuesday. So I did. It was a lot of fun. It was quite an interesting topic because I have certain views about it. If you listen to the show, you'll understand the views that I have about it. I personally think what people were saying in the Occupy movement makes a lot of sense, but I disagree with the way they were going about it. But that's my personal view on it. But anyway, just to give you a little sample of that show, here it is.
The USA is, and Alexei's emailed the BBC from Russia to say, what kind of inequality are they protesting against anyway? In the US, they do have equal rights. You can tweet us using the WISE hashtag as we talk this through. We've still got Debbie, who's with us in Ohio. Let's bring in Keith, a freelance reporter based in Taiwan. He reported on a protest, an Occupy protest there, and he's up very late working nights. Keith, thanks for your time. Give us your perspective on what's happening in Taiwan, but also what's happening in America.
Well, first, actually, what happened here in Taiwan was rather unusual. I was contacted a few weeks ago to cover the protest that took place here in Taipei at the 101 building, where a lot of major banks and a lot of multinationals have their head offices. On the Facebook page that the Occupy Taipei movement had set up, there was something like 4,000 or 5,000 people saying they would attend. Well, the day that I went with my camera, like with the camera crew, there was maybe around 500. For the first hour, they just walked around the Taipei 101 building and then went in front of the main door, chanting all kinds of slogans, down with capitalism and everything else. It started to rain. The managers of the Taipei 101 building said, well, you know, I feel bad for them, so maybe we should just let them in to get out of the rain. So he opened the doors, he told the security, move aside, let them in. Everybody moved into the building in a very orderly fashion. Most people made their way down to the B level where the food
now, that was yours truly on the BBC program World Have Your Say on Tuesday. And you can listen to the whole file, by the way, at pcjmedia.com. It's uploaded on our website. And you can also go to the Facebook page for World Have Your Say, listen to it there, or by going to the website for BBC's World Have Your Say. All right, now time for more music. When we come back, Peter Anthony Holder hears Jorge Benjor with Más Que Nada.
Samba, que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto velho, samba de preto. Mas que nada, o samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. We'll be right back.
absolutely great Brazilian song, Mais Que Nada. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show, and later on I'll be giving out the contact details, how you can get in touch with us to let us know what you think of the program. Well, now time for somebody who is no stranger. Well, he's a bit of a stranger because he hasn't been here for a while, and that's our little conversation with Peter Anthony Holder to find out about some of the oddities in the news. Well, have you ever been interested to find out what people do with chickens? Well, not just cooking, apparently, but we'll find out maybe during our next segment with our own Peter Anthony Holder, host of the Stuff File program, with a look at some of the oddities in the nude. Hello, Peter.
Chickens? Hello, Key.
Hello. Well, no, I mentioned chickens because it has to do with a German movie that I recently saw, which I don't think I'll discuss here.
Okay, then. To each his own. How you think, sir?
Not bad.
Excellent. Well, there's a lot of stuff file news to share. Do you want to begin?
Go right ahead.
I know you always seem to be interested in the stories that deal with sex.
That's why I mentioned chickens.
Which I was about to say may or may bring us back to the chicken. But Melvin L. Jackson, age 48, was arrested for sexual assault after he allegedly had sex with an unconscious woman in the street in Kansas City, Missouri, in broad daylight. Now, the victim said she felt faint and sat down to rest, but then fell unconscious. She was awakened to hear a witness to the crime shouting, help her, get up off her. Now, Johnson, the witness said, pulled up his pants and then walked away. Now, after police caught up with Johnson and asked what happened, he replied that he had touched the woman's leg, and this is where it even gets more creepy than it started out, I thought the lady was dead.
Ooh.
Yeah, that makes it much better, doesn't it? Anyway, moving right along.
Yes, moving along.
Yes, it looks like 32-year-old Edwin Charles Toberta has got some serious problems. Police in Hamilton, Ohio, arrested him after he allegedly got nasty with a neighbor's pink inflatable raft in an alley. The neighbor allegedly spotted Charles on top of the flotation device with his pants down around his ankles, according to a police report. Screams from the upset neighbor interrupted Chuck's passionate moment, but it didn't totally deflate his lust for the raft. He reportedly pulled up his pants and fled and took the raft with him. When police caught up with Chuckles, he allegedly admitted to the dirty deed, but begged for mercy, claiming that he, quote, has a problem and needs help. Chuck's grandmother told reporters he has a history of mental problems, gee, you figure, and that he's been diagnosed with attention deficit disorder and has abused his medication. Now, I don't know. His attention seemed to be fine until he was interrupted by his neighbor. Sounds like grandma is making excuses. What do you think?
Wow. Okay. You know, it's amazing how many times people will just say they have this problem and that problem. Why can't they just, you know, people just say, look, you're a loon.
There you go. You're a loon. Let's talk about a weatherman and a TV weatherman who's gotten into a little trouble. And I'm guessing he probably doesn't have his job anymore, by the way. Meteorologist Brett Cummins of Little Rock, Arkansas TV station KARK did not have a good Labor Day weekend. A friend woke him up Labor Day morning after finding him asleep in a hot tub next to a naked dead guy.
Ew.
The victim was 24-year-old Dexter Williams, who was blue in the face and had a dog collar around his neck and was lying near Cummins' shoulder. Now, Christopher Barber was the friend who made the grisly discovery and told police the two men were in his home the night before drinking and snorting drugs, so apparently there was snow in the forecast. Police haven't determined the cause of death, but a detective allegedly found a ring of blood in the bottom of the empty tub. In the meantime, police are waiting for autopsy results and, amazingly, don't consider Cummins a suspect. However, KARK announced that he wouldn't be on the air because he's mourning the loss of a friend. Something tells me he'll be soon mourning the loss of a job, but that's just the way I see it. Now, while we're still in stories that deal with things that are, kind of on the ick factor, police in Ireland say a 43-year-old mother of three died after sex with a German shepherd.
Huh?
Uh-huh. But here's how she died. Apparently, she died due to some kind of allergic reaction with the animal that's similar to a peanut allergy. I had no idea that sex with a German Shepherd is like eating peanuts. But anyway, the dog's owner, 57-year-old Sean McDonald, has been charged with breaking the country's bestiality laws in the first case of its kind because no one has ever been prosecuted under the nation's 1861 buggery laws. Now, police say that met in an online fetish chat room and they believe the sex was consensual. Really? Did anyone ask the dog? But McDonald could still face life in prison if convicted. So, there you
okay.
go. Okay. Let's move away from some of these creepy type stories and move to four more family value stories.
There is a very creepy one. I don't know if you'd heard about this. I'm not going to mention any names of the person that was involved, but it was a well-known TV personality that was caught it was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, in Central Park with a necktie around his genitals and a certain type of sex toy in his boot.
Are you talking about somebody from CNN?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
He still has his job.
I'm just wondering if what would this be in quest of? I'm wondering. Anyway, let's just move on, shall we? sibling rivalry is all fine and understandable up to a point, but shouldn't the day come when you grow up and kind of put all that behind you? For instance, in Corbin, Kentucky, a Clyde White was arrested after a high-speed chase with his brother and sister. Clyde was driving a white van, which reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour, according to police. He was chasing a blue van with his brother and sister inside, which he allegedly ran into several times. Clyde ultimately forced his sibling's van off the road, and it hit a DirecTV van that was parked on the shoulder. Both the brother, Lawrence White, and his sister, Dorothy Whitaker, were flown to the University of Kentucky Chandler Hospital. She is listed in critical condition. Clyde fled the scene in his van, but later collided with a tractor trailer. He's okay, and he's been charged with 2 counts of attempted murder and 2 counts of wanton endangerment. Now, what makes this especially amazing? Clyde is 78 years old.
His
brother Lawrence is 82, and his sister Dorothy is 83.
You know, for a moment, I thought you were talking about like some teenagers.
No, I'm guessing some people won't be in the will. at this point, it's all bets are off. Okay, here's another family situation. She has the distinction of being the world's heaviest mom, a title that up until now, Donna Simpson had been very proud of. Now, Simpson first came to fame in February of 2007 when Guinness World Records declared her the world's heaviest mother because she weighed 532 pounds when she gave birth to her daughter, Jacqueline. Now, I know what you're thinking, Keith. You're probably trying to visualize the birth. I, on the other hand, am trying to get the vision of the conception out of my brain.
Ooh, okay. Now you're going to make me have nightmares tonight.
Okay, now her peak weight was over 600 pounds. But a few months ago, Donna and Philippe Guamba, her fiancé of 5 years and the father of her daughter, broke up. An event that has caused her to rethink her lifestyle. Now, Donna says it's fine to gain weight when you have a partner who will help feed you and take care of everything around you, but that's between two adult people who make that choice. I realized that I couldn't expect my kids to do that for me, so now she's finally going on a diet and has targeted a goal weight of 370 pounds. But, she says, that is unless I meet someone who wants me to be heavier. I need to lose enough weight so I can do things for myself, like get out of showers. Or maybe even get into showers, I'm guessing. At her peak, Donna ate 15,000 calories a day, more than what doctors recommend an average adult woman should consume in a week. She says she has earned as much as $90,000 a year by charging people to watch her eat online.
Huh?
That is just sick on so many levels.
You know, I really don't know what to say on that because that's just so sick.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Moving right along, in Gainesville, Florida, a 36-year-old woman managed to lose three fingers after she tried to wake her boyfriend up with fireworks. The woman and her boyfriend told police they had been drinking before the incident at their apartment. The woman said she was holding a fireworks novelty item in her hand when she lit the fuse. She had been planning to toss the device out the front door, thinking it would make enough noise to wake her boyfriend. Instead, the device exploded in her hand, tearing off her thumb, middle, and ring fingers. Ouch. The blast was so powerful that police said they found one bone remnant embedded in the ceiling. Real ouch. As she was taken to hospital, her boyfriend told police he did not realize that the couple had any fireworks left over from the 4th of July. You know, perhaps I suggest that maybe she purchase a relatively inexpensive alarm clock, but they should get an electric one because I think she might have trouble in the future with a non-electric one, you know, trying to wind it up.
Man, you know, I hear something like that, and the only thing that comes to mind is, duh.
Exactly. You know, more than 800 Russians have been taking part in what has been, what has to be the world's weirdest water race ever. The annual Bubble Baba Challenge on the Yukska Rapids, about 50 miles from St. Petersburg. It takes just 3 minutes to complete, but the contestants all have to ride the rapids on blow-up sex dolls.
Did you say Bubble... What was the name of it?
Bubble Baba.
Bubble Challenge. Baba Challenge. Try to say that 10 times fast, okay?
Exactly. The event organizer said it started as a joke at a party when a man got drunk and a woman didn't show up. And although usually outnumbered by enthusiastic males, women do compete in the contest, too. Now, ladies, the ladies were allowed to use inflatable men, but had to provide their own, as apparently male blow-up dolls are considerably less expensive than their female counterparts. I have nothing to add to that.
that gives a whole new meaning to, are those buoys in the water?
Exactly. Now let's talk about the Nazis, shall we?
Okay.
Professor Brian Ford, a fellow at Cardiff University in England, has just come out with a new book called Secret Weapons, Technology, Science, and the Race to Win World War II. As the title suggests, Ford's research has turned up some very interesting and previously unknown plots to bring down Hitler and the Nazis. Perhaps the most amazing was Britain's bizarre plot to turn Hitler into a woman, quite literally. Apparently, the Allies hoped to smuggle the female sex hormone estrogen into the Führer's food so that he would become more feminine and less aggressive. Ford says there were agents who would be able to get it into his food. Now, what I'm trying to figure out is if they could get stuff into his food, could they just poison his food and end it there? But I don't know. It would have been entirely possible. Another funny one, by the way, included dropping glue on Nazi troops in an attempt to literally stick them to the ground. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure they lifted that last one from the Coyote's Playbook in those classic Roadrunner cartoons. Were the Allies working from the Acme catalog or what?
That is just too funny. That reminds me of one that the CIA had planned against Fidel Castro to inject his cigars with a chemical that would make his beard fall out.
Yeah, I remember that. Now, you know, Keith, your show and my show, The Stuff File, are both on China Airlines, mm-hmm. right? For their long-haul dynasty flights.
Right.
And both of us, we really appreciate China Airlines.
But?
No, but. The thing I want to mention is actually another airline.
Okay.
Our shows are not heard on Qantas, as I'm sure you're aware.
Right.
You want to know what they get to see and hear on Qantas?
What?
Australia's Qantas Airlines is taking a bold step in the area of in-flight movies, a documentary explaining the female orgasm in graphic detail is now being shown aboard the economy class of international flights. Yeah, it brings new meaning to the term cockpit, doesn't it?
Oh, boy.
The French-produced film, which features excerpts from old porn films, was included in the airline's in-flight entertainment program because a Qantas spokesperson said, it's popular. Now, passengers concerned that the film is not appropriate for children has been addressed by allowing the crew to block the film on seats occupied by unaccompanied minors upon the request of parents. Or you could just switch the channel to other options like Disney movies, musical concerts, snippets from TV series, and the latest mainstream films, releases, so on and so forth. So far, there have been no uproar from the public, although sociologist Michael Flood of the University of Wollongong described the film as not educational.
Wow. You know, that's kind of, I mean, I've been on Qantas flights before, and I'm kind of wondering, okay, if they block it on one seat, can't you just, like, peer over to the next seat?
That's what I was thinking. and, you know, leave it to the airline from down under to come up with this idea. I'm assuming that those flights go through a lot of tissues.
Oi. There's a queue at the bathroom.
yes, there is. Now, a couple of other items I wanted to share with you very quickly. The one from here in Quebec. One man is going to court claiming the penis enlarger he purchased did not work. Now, if it didn't work, would you admit that? Anyway, even though he used it over 500 hours. No, this isn't a major lawsuit, and it is only fitting that the guy is actually going to small claims court. Trying to get $762 in moral and punitive damages and to cover the cost of the tool in question, the X4 Extender Deluxe Edition, which he paid $262 for. Our friend, who clearly does not know the meaning of the word shame, says he's speaking out so that other men wouldn't make the same mistake he had. A judge is expected to rule in the case.
I love to be the judge, like, sitting on that case. Like, how do you deal with that?
I'm just guessing that the evidence won't stand up in court.
Oy vey. Okay. Well, we have time for Idiot of the Day, Peter.
Idiot of the Day?
Yes.
Okay, well then, let me get to the Idiot of the Day for you. It's a very quick and short one. Another negative cash flow story. Another negative cash flow robbery story. It occurred in February back in Kansas City, Missouri, as an unidentified man tried to distract the clerk at a gun store by laying $40 on the counter to buy a box of bullets, then pulling a gun and demanding all the store's money. Now, the clerk thwarted the robbery by pulling his own gun, not surprisingly since it was a gun store, and scaring off the robber, while the $40 that the man put on the counter remained on the counter. Now, why would someone who's going to rob a store rob a gun store? Chances are armed.
Peter Anthony Holder, thank you very much for joining us today. It's always been a pleasure.
Nice to talk to you again as well, sir.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called The Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
And you can catch The Stuff File Program with Peter Anthony Holder right here on PCJ. All right, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. Or you can also contact us on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media and PCJ Radio. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. Somebody commented not too long ago, actually a few of you, because I have been putting my favorite five albums that I listen to in a week on our Facebook page. And somebody said, why don't you just, you know, play them in the show as well? You know what? We're going to do that. How about we do that starting next week? Okay, good idea. Also, by the way, coming up on a very future edition, very near future, very, very soon, another one of our big band installments for the month. And who's it going to be? Well, you'll have to stay tuned and find out. We have a request now from Mark. Mark Redman. And he listens to us in New Zealand on World FM. He's originally from Australia, but has been making his home New Zealand for the past 22 years. He would like to hear something from Barbara Streisand. In particular, he wants to hear Hello Dolly from the original soundtrack to the film of the same name. It's Hello Dolly featuring Louis Armstrong.
Hello, Rudy. Well, hello, Harry. It's so nice to be back home where I belong. You are looking swell, Manny. I can tell, Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the bands playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap. Fellas, darling, you'll never go away again.
Hello.
But now that I'm back in the lights of 14th Street, tomorrow will be brighter than the good old days.
Those good old days.
Tell it to me, sweet.
Hello.
Let's thank my lucky star.
Your lucky star.
You're looking great, Stanley. Lose some weight, I think you did, Stanley. Dolly's overjoyed and overwhelmed and overpassed.
I hear the ice.
Do you hear the ice tinkle?
See the lights.
Can you see the lights twinkle?
And you still get glances from us.
Look at you all, you're all so happy. golly gee, fellas, find me an empty knee, fellas. Johnny will never go away again.
This is Louis.
Hello, Louis.
Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
I am so glad to be back.
Are you looking swell?
Thank you, Louis.
Dolly, I can tell.
Does it show?
Dolly, you still glowing, you still growing, you still
Going strong.
I feel the room swaying and the band. One of our
I remember it. It was my favorite.
Show some snap, fellas. Find an empty love.
Yeah.
Dolly will never go away again.
Request by Mark Redman from the original soundtrack recording of Hello Dolly, with the song Hello Dolly performed by Barbra Streisand, the chorus, and Louis Armstrong. Fantastic movie. The movie also stars, of course, Walter Matthau and a very young Michael Crawford, who made a name for himself in, what was that, ghostly musical again? Yes, Phantom of the Opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber. And I just picked up that soundtrack recently, well, maybe a year ago, that was issued on CD. Absolutely fantastic, because the CD version of it includes tracks that did not make it on the LP version that came out many years ago. So if you have a request and you would something that you would like to hear, let us know, hs@pcjmedia.com. And Mark, by the way, say hello to everyone in New Zealand for us. And if you have a chance, send us some Kiwis. And that is not a real, because we have so many Kiwis here. I think every Kiwi that we get here in Taiwan is from New Zealand. We have some local Kiwis, but I have to say the Taiwan Kiwis are not as delicious as the ones from New Zealand. All right. Well, we're nearly out of time once again, Before we go, if you wish to contact us, you can also contact us via our website. Just go to pcjmedia.com. And if you'd like to even send a recorded message to us that we can use on the show, we have a special phone number set up for that. The phone number is +44 20 32 86 1399. That's +44 20 32 86 1399. And the question that we actually had on Monday was, can I call and leave my entry for the contest that we have for the 85th anniversary by telephone? And guess what? Yes, you can. So again, +44 20 32 86 1399. And the message that you send in may be used on the show. Let me see. Was there something else? Oh, yes. Coming up in January, a new series from PCJ called Say It With Music with Paulette McCrory. And this week, by the way, on Media Network Plus, if you have a chance and you're not doing anything, tune to the World Radio Network, Sky Digital in Europe, or Sirius XM in the United States. All the broadcast times are at our website. For this week's edition of Media Network Plus, we're going to be doing a feature on a station that we talked about a couple of weeks ago as they were going through a referendum. The station is called CKUT, and I'm going to be joined by Louise Burns to talk about a little bit of the history of the station. And, of course, Dan Hensley will be joining us for this week's Propagation Outlook. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johann Backer, this is Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and more importantly, sayonara.